Do you know what? That's
fuck
so
me,
true.
32.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Shit make you feel old or what?
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. It's Thursday and it's quiz day. I've got my thinking hat on, James.
So the I was stuck for a theme, and I decided in honour of West Ham's spectacular victory against Seville last week in the Europa League, that soon, said you may be travelling to watch your team, what those who commonly play in European competition call over land and sea.
Yep.
And if you know the song, and Leicester, although none of the answers to this quiz are Leicester. Each answer in this quiz, quite simply, is land or sea. There's no trick to it. 10 of the answers have land in the name, and 10 of the answers have sea. It is S-E-A, you know, like the ocean, and there's no trick. It's not separated by two different words. It's S-E-A consecutively put together in either team name, answer, player's name. So either land or sea appears in each answer.
Okay.
It's as straightforward as that. And it seemed like a great idea until I was really struggling to find answers. I found the answers if I did the questions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Had to.
That's what I predicted you would do. But there's a lot of countries. Well, there's not. Is there a lot of countries that land? England.
All right, easy.
Scotland. I'm trying to think how many countries have land, but it's only us, like the two. So that's not going to be that easy. Right. Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm not travelling over land and sea yet. I'm not going to Lyon. Not that I would get tickets.
It sounds like we're trying to get on of land or sea into Lyon now.
Lyon.
By the way, have you organised the bingo night on the night you're playing Lyon? I know that's really off topic.
No. I have.
I feel like you have.
Yes, I have. But bingo night finishes at 7:30 and it's here at work. At which point I can just get the 100-inch plasma that's in the meeting room.
Is this for the second leg then?
That's the second leg, away. Right, yeah, it's the away leg.
All right.
And the morning after that, I've got a family wedding, which is proper fucking annoying on the bank holiday Friday.
Yeah, your sex said to me, can you make it? And I said, Thursdays can be quite difficult for me. And I said, hang on, I'm not sure Suja's going to make it.
Yeah, nah, it's fine. It's 6 till 7:30 and we won't kick off till 8. So it gives me half an hour to clear everyone out of the office, crack open a beer, and it all depends on what happens in the first leg.
You might not want to watch it.
Well, maybe we should be all right. Fingers crossed.
Okay, so 10 of the answers have sea in them. 10 of the answers have land in them. Question one. Which club ranked 8th in the world for revenue for the 2020-21 season in the recently published Deloitte Money League? Which club ranked 8th in the world for revenue for the 2020-21 season in the recently published Deloitte Money League? Question 2. At what stadium did Everton defeat Tottenham in a 1995 FA Cup semi-final? Question 2. At what stadium did Everton defeat Tottenham in a 1995 FA Cup semi-final? Question 3. Who has played in the Premier League for the following clubs? Coventry, Liverpool, West Bromwich Albion and Wigan Athletic. Who has played in the Premier League for the following clubs? Coventry City, Liverpool, West Bromwich Albion and Wigan Athletic.
What is happening? I'm trying to do this on my phone.
And it's not going very well.
And I've somehow managed to turn it into blue. But it's all good. I've got 3 out of 3 so far, so we're moved.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck me. wait till we hear the answers. Question 4. Which club signed Clint Dempsey from Tottenham in 2013? Question 4. Which club signed Clint Dempsey from Tottenham in 2013? He's writing.
I'm just writing down Dempsey.
Oh. Dempsey doesn't... It's spelled differently.
Yeah, I get it.
Question five. Which player who made 12 appearances on loan at West Bromwich Albion in 2021 has won 5 England caps? Question five. Which player who made 12 appearances on loan at West Bromwich Albion in 2021 has won 5 England caps? Surge is in deep.
Last year, West Brom. Who played at West Brom last year and got 5 England caps?
I don't know. So, well, I do know. Yeah, but that would be telling, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Question six. Which club won the League Cup in 2013? Question six. Which club won the League Cup in 2013?
Is there repeat answers in this?
There's no repeat answers.
Okay, good to know.
League Cup being Carabao, Carling, Coca-Cola, Worthington, EFL Cup, whatever it was called in 2013.
Yep.
Question seven. Which current Marseille fullback did Arsenal sign on a free transfer in 2017? Question seven. Which current Marseille fullback did Arsenal sign on a free transfer in 2017? Some people are definitely ending this quiz with blanks.
Okay.
Question eight. Who was in goal for Manchester United when Sir Alex Ferguson won his first trophy with the club? Question eight. Who was in goal for Manchester United when Sir Alex Ferguson won his first trophy with the club?
Ooh.
Ooh.
No idea.
Oh, totally, you're going to end up with a blank, aren't you?
Yeah.
Question nine. Which American player had spells on loan at Everton in 2010 and 2012? Question nine. Which American player had spells on loan at Everton in 2010?
Question nine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Question nine. Yeah. Which American player had spells on loan at Everton in 2010 and 2012? Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I knew he'd be an answer of one of the questions anyway.
Well, have you been doing research?
No, no, no. But if you think about land and sea, how many players' names start with the word one of them? I'm not going to go any further and give it away. There's only one, right?
I think you've already done that.
There's only one.
Question 10.
It's the first. The answer I knew as soon as you said land and sea was the theme.
It was going to be one of the answers. Okay, yeah. Fine. Question 10. Who did Everton sign for a reported £60,000 from Sligo Rovers in 2009? Question 10. Who did Everton sign for a reported £60,000 from Sligo Rovers in 2009? Question 11. Who won the Bundesliga Player of the Year in 2020-21? Question 11. Who won the Bundesliga Player of the Year in 2020-21? Everyone's going with Robert Lewandowski.
Lewandowski.
Question 12. Who was the last Premier League Manager of the Month before football stopped due to the COVID outbreak in the 2019-20 season? Question 12. Who was the last Premier League Manager of the Month before football stopped due to the COVID outbreak in the 2019-20 season? Essentially, he was the February 2020 Manager of the Month. Question 13. What is the nickname of the club for whom Bobby Zamora scored nearly half of his career goals? Question 13. What is the nickname of the club for whom Bobby Zamora scored nearly half of his career goals? Such seems stumped on one of the easiest questions of the lot.
Nickname.
What is the nickname of the club where Bobby Zamora scored nearly half of his career goals?
Okay.
Question 14. Which club won the MLS Cup in 2015? Which club won the MLS Cup in 2015? That's MLS being United States of America. Which club won the MLS Cup in 2015?
Okay.
How's your geography?
Not good.
Question 15. In what country was the 2021 Europa League final held? Question 15. In what country was the 2021 Europa League final held? Question 16. Who is England's second most capped goalkeeper after Peter Shilton? Question 16. Who is England's second most capped goalkeeper after Peter Shilton? Question 17. What is the name of Rochdale's stadium? Question 17. What is the name of Rochdale's stadium? Question 18. You'll like this one. Which 32-year-old Colchester United forward made over 200 appearances for Ipswich Town and won three England under-21 caps following a goal-scoring debut for West Ham United in 2008.
18, was that question 18?
Question 18. Which 32-year-old Colchester United forward made over 200 appearances for Ipswich Town and won three England under-21 caps following a goal-scoring debut for West Ham United in 2008.
The most shocking part of that entire question is 32-year-old.
Do you know what? That's
Fuck me, true. 32.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Shit make you feel old or what?
Man. I feel like you should still be 12 years old or something. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like you should be retired. Question 19. Which player who made over 200 top-flight appearances during spells at Coventry City and Sheffield Wednesday in the 1990s also won over 100 caps for Sweden? Question 19. Which player who made over 200 top-flight appearances during spells at Coventry City and Sheffield Wednesday in the 1990s also won over 100 caps for Sweden?
Okay.
And question 20. Who were the 2020-21 EFL Trophy winners? The EFL Trophy is the Johnson's Pate,
yeah,
LDV,
yeah.
Vanarama, Papa John's.
No idea, mate.
Who won the 2020-21 EFL Trophy is question 20. How many blanks, Suj?
Quite a few.
Oh.
It's either if I know it or I don't really.
Thought you went one. Quiet after you said you got the first three.
I reckon I got one, two. I'm good for about 10. I'd hope to get 10.
I feel like this is going to be a quiz where it's quite difficult to get wrong answers.
Yeah.
Shall I read through them, Suj?
Yes, please.
Okay. Question one, which club ranked 8th in the world for revenue for the 2020-21 season in the recently published Deloitte Money League? Two, at what stadium did Everton defeat Tottenham in the 1995 FA Cup semi-final? Three, who has played in the Premier League for Coventry, Liverpool, West Brom and Wigan? Four, which club signed Clint Dempsey from Tottenham in 2013? Five, which player who made 12 appearances on loan at West Brom in 2021 has won 5 England caps? 6. Which club won the League Cup in 2013? 7. Which current Marseille fullback did Arsenal sign on a free transfer in 2017? 8. Who was in goal for Manchester United when Sir Alex Ferguson won his first trophy with the club? 9. Which American player had spells on loan at Everton in 2010 and 2012? Question 10.
What was
10.
8 again? Sorry, mate.
8 was who was in goal for Manchester United when Sir Alex Ferguson won his first trophy with the club? Question 10. Who did Everton sign for a reported £60,000 from Sligo Rovers in 2009? 11. Who won the Bundesliga Player of the Year 2020-21? 12. Who was the last Premier League manager of the month before football stopped due to the COVID outbreak in the 2019-20 season? 13. What is the nickname of the club for whom Bobby Zamora scored nearly half of his career goals? 14. Which club won the MLS Cup in 2015? Question 15. In what country was the 2021 Europa League final held? 16. Who is England's second most capped goalkeeper after Peter Shilton? 17. What is the name of Rochdale Stadium? 18. Which 32-year-old Colchester United forward made over 200 appearances for Ipswich and won 3 England under 21 caps following a goal scoring debut for West Ham in 2008? Question 19. Which player who made over 200 top flight appearances during spells at Coventry and Sheffield Wednesday in the 1990s also won over 100 caps for Sweden? And question 20. Who were the 2020-21 EFL Trophy winners? That concludes the quiz.
Okay.
Question one. Easy one for you.
Question one was Chelsea.
Correct. Chelsea. And there's some financial things we might be digging into once Suj comes back from holiday, including that money list, including amendments to FFP rules, potentially, which, by the way, don't sound as big as what they're being made out to be. Mm. Question two. Where did Everton beat Tottenham in 1995?
Elland Road.
Elland Road is correct, yeah. Question three. Who played in the Prem for Coventry, Liverpool, West Brom and Wigan?
Chris Kirkland.
Chris Kirkland. Like it, Serge. Yeah, correct answer, mate.
3 from 3. Now we're going downhill.
Question four. Which club signed Clint Dempsey from Tottenham in 2013?
Was it a British club?
No.
Okay, yeah, I've got a blank for this.
It's an American club.
I don't know my MLS teams very well.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
You got 2 MLS answers in this quiz now.
Yeah, I didn't get either.
Seattle Sounders.
Okay.
Seattle Sounders is the correct answer. Question 5. Which player made 12 appearances on loan at West Brom last year? 5 England caps, 1. You kick yourself if you don't know this one.
What position? Goalkeeper, no.
What position? That's difficult. Mainly midfield for West Brom. He's played fullback for quite a lot. He's actually now on loan in Serie A.
No idea.
If you were stuck and couldn't think of anyone other than Conor Gallagher, I find that acceptable. Correct answer is Ainsley Maitland-Niles.
Oh, yeah. Maitland. Okay, yeah, fair.
It's not a wind-up. The spelling's correct.
Yeah.
Question 6. Who won the League Cup 2013?
Swansea.
Swansea City beat Bradford 5-0 in the final.
In a League Cup, can you imagine? And then City decided they were going to win every single one after.
Basically, yeah. Question 7. Who did Arsenal sign on a free transfer in 2017? Now at Marseille.
It's not Gallas. Not David Luiz. Who did they pick up for free?
Well, it's a fullback as well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think who played there. Did he play many games?
I don't know. I guess 50 or so, probably.
Over
the 4 years or so, I would have thought. Shot on him. Bit shit in all honesty.
Nah.
Bosnian.
Kolasinac.
Yeah.
Kolasinac.
First name Said.
He's got a shot on him. He's got a fucking
Said,
on him as
which
well.
Is spelled S-E-A-D.
Yeah.
Saïd Kolasinac is the correct answer.
He's got a punch on him as well.
Has he?
Do you remember him and Xhaka get those guys tried to mug him in their car and he fucking chased them off?
Yeah, it was Ozil, wasn't it? Not Xhaka.
Oh, was it Ozil?
I think
him?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
See, Ozil tweeting yesterday, he thinks England are going to win a World Cup.
Oh, fair play.
He's trying to build some bridges, that boy.
He's coming back.
Question 8. Who was in goal for United when Sir Alex Ferguson won his first trophy?
Not sure.
Difficult one if you don't remember it. He actually played a couple of games for West Ham as well.
Oh.
If that helps.
Les Seeley?
Yeah, you've got it. It is.
Les Seeley.
I did think of adding that to the question. I thought, nah, that's too much.
Yeah, I would have got it then.
Les Seeley. So, Jim Leighton played the first game in the 1990 FA Cup final with Palace, which was drawn 3-3. But Ferguson dropped him for Seeley for the replay, and United won 1-0. Question 9. Which American player spells on... Yeah, go on, just tell me.
Landon Donovan,
yes, of course, was inevitably going to be one of the answers. Question 10. Did you know the MLS Player of the Year is called the Landon Donovan Award?
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair play.
How do we feel about that, Americans? Question 10. Who did Everton sign for reported £60,000 from Sligo in 2009?
Seamus Coleman
is the correct answer, yep. Question 11, Bundesliga Player of the Year, 2021.
Erling Haaland,
yeah. Question 12, who was the last Premier League manager of the month before football stopped due to a COVID outbreak in 2019-20?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? I don't know how you spell his surname, to be honest with you. I thought it was Solskjaer. Nah, then I was trying to work my way through the league.
That would be a nightmare trying to work that out. Because you've got me thinking, no, C is not in Solskjaer. Correct answer is closer to home.
Closer to home?
As in, he's British.
He's
English.
I was trying to think of, it's not fucking not, Murray.
Not that the team he manages is any closer to me and such than Manchester. You might have to go via Manchester.
Sean Dyche.
I eat worms. Sean Dyche is the correct answer. Question 13. What's the nickname of the club for whom Bobby Zamora scored nearly half of his career goals?
Is the club QPR?
No. Worry about you.
Brighton? Where did he score half his career goals?
Yeah, Brighton.
I've got Seasiders down.
Oh, God.
Seagulls.
Seagulls.
That's a wrong answer.
Seagulls. For Brighton, Hove Albion is the correct answer. Question 14. Which club won the MLS Cup in 2015?
Seattle Sound.
No, it's not. It's not Seattle Sounders. This one's got a land in it.
Oakland Raiders. That's a fucking...
My wife's favourite named football team in the world.
Cleveland.
No.
Fuck knows, mate.
It's the Portland Timbers.
Okay.
Question 15. In what country was the 2021 Europa League final held?
Scotland.
No.
It's United Sevilla, right?
United Villarreal.
Oh, Villarreal.
Gdansk.
Oh, Poland.
Poland. 16. Who is England's second most capped goalkeeper after Peter Shilton?
It's got to be David Seaman.
David Seaman is the correct answer. Question 17. What is the name of Rochdale Stadium?
No idea.
Spotland. If someone wants to tell me that they're called, like, sponsored by the University of Rochdale Arena or something, I'll piss off. It's Spotland. Question 18. Who made the goal scoring debut for West Ham in 2008? You know the answer.
Freddie Sears.
And
because it popped up on the old timeline, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, they were, you know, they do the on this day. Tweets sometimes, and it was on this day Freddie Sears scored a goal on his debut.
That was handy.
That was a couple of weeks ago, yeah. 2008, I think it was.
Question 19 is one I wouldn't have expected you to get, but the old-time Premier League listeners will, I'm certain. 200 appearances, commentary, Sheffield Wednesday, over 100 Sweden caps.
Nah.
Correct answer is Roland Nilsson.
Okay.
Right back, decent player. And question 20, who were the 2021 EFL trophy winners?
Not sure.
Go on, stab something. League One or League Two, with C or land in it.
Sunderland.
Correct answer is Sunderland.
Oh!
We'll let you have that.
All right, if I have that, then I got 10.
We'll let you have that.
50%, not bad, not bad. Fun quiz, and also, yeah, whenever I can get half the answers, not bad. And there are a few difficult ones in there as well. Especially the American ones, but we have American listeners.
I see what you're doing there. No more American question, James. Fine. I thought you were into all your American politics and stuff. And
good, good. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed the quiz. And there'll be no quiz next week, but there'll be another little treat that James will run you through for the Patreon pods. And I'll be back in 2 weeks to have my knowledge tested again.
Guess on the differential show tomorrow. Peter Featherstone, FPL team.
Oh, nice.
He's going to be joining myself. He's pissing the differential league. We'll talk a bit about his website and stuff
as well.
Using his
algo to kind of help him with decisions or not?
Find out.
Well, yeah. Good lad, Peter. Stay safe. Look after yourselves. And chaff now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show. We'll be right back.